Tezvav Sivan Dvar Halachin Chavis Halvados. Okay, we're learning Hilchos Brachos, and we're in Bichos Hamotzi, and really the following halacha applies to any bracha Rishona, and that is if you're making a bracha for someone else, you're being motzi them, and they're listening to your bracha, so you have to be mechaven to be motzi them, and they have to be mechaven to be yotzei. Besides them concentrating on hearing all the words, but you need this kavana too. He's having kavana to be motzi, and they're having kavana to be yotzei. If you're sitting around a table with a somewhat of a kvius, and that's maybe why this part of the halacha is more appropriate by bread than maybe some eating anything. But if you're kavua around the table, then which. A good example of this is obviously the Shabbos meal. Then you don't have to have in mind to be Ralachos Maskana is you don't have to have in mind specifically to be motzi, but it's like sort of automatic. But definitely, it's better to have in mind to be motzi then as well. Okay, I will learn some Chavis Halvados. We're doing Shar HaPrishus, and we're starting Perek Aleph. Omar. The Perek Aleph is about the necessity of precious, of abstinence, and refraining from doing what you see, what you want, what you desire. And Perek Aleph is the necessity of it for the running of the world, for the smooth running of the world. Omar Asher Lemuhus HaPrishus HaKlolis B'Tzorech Yoshvei Tevil Oleha, that all the people in the world have to practice precious to some degree. So why is it necessary and what is it? Omar b'tshuva al-kach, ki ha-precious, very interesting, Chavis Halvados, he says, the word precious, shem ha-kol el kama inyonim. The word itself might mean different types of things. V'ha-shem hu keruz ha-misnoses. It's like an open, it's like a big sign. It's a shout. The name, oh yeah, precious, who doesn't know what precious is? But inyan and the secret of precious and why it's so valuable, he said, is a sod kamus. It's under the surface. It's not simple at all. It's deep. It's not poshut. It's not superficial. The necessity of it and the benefit of it is deep. So while the name is like a very big deal, but to get it right and to understand what it's all about, that's a sod kamus. And then he says very poetically, "V'kasher meshachberim is masgero," and when we open up, he's imagining it's buried and there's like a trapdoor on top or it's covered. So when you open up the lock, "sumatirim es chosomo," and you undo the lock, the seal, "yizgale sod inyano," meaning when you delve into it, when you uncover it, everything deep. Is only deep. It doesn't mean it's not understandable. It means it's deep. You have to dig to get it. Once you dig, so then it's begoli. It's not hidden anymore. Here also, when you do that, yizgala sodinyano, you'll understand what it's all about. But tisbarer megamoso, and you'll clarify to yourself why it's necessary and what its purpose is and what its goal is. Bagdoras aprishos b'milim pshutos, simply put, it's restraining your desires. Risun tavos hanefesh, muzzling or restraining your desires. Tavos nefesh v'hasavlonos al hadovah shapirish mimenu, and the thing you were poorish from, you have patience, when the right time is, you'll get it, you'll enjoy it. For whatever reason you're being poresh, it's if you could do it and it's possible. If you can't afford it, you're not doing precious, as Chavis Halvados says. So we'll continue this. Okay.
Person said,